You may have noticed some stores open as early as 8 a.m. today, and analysts predict that this additional Thanksgiving Day shopping could lead to the biggest Black Friday weekend ever, with sales topping $20 billion. Ilan Mui is a retail reporter for The Washington Post. She joins us often this time of year. Ilan, welcome back. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
Well, it's going to be a good one for retailers, but we know there have been campaigns to encourage people to stay home, not to shop. People find this offensive. We heard from a Target employee this week who started a petition against stores opening on Thanksgiving Day because, you know, people like him then have to work on Thanksgiving. That doesn't seem to be making a dent. What do you expect to see?
What we're expecting is that there will be some flattening out of traffic over the Thanksgiving Day weekend, and that some folks who may have been shopping on Black Friday will move their shopping to Thanksgiving Day instead. But overall, it's expected to be additive, that sales overall will increase. A study from Deloitte found that actually about 17% of folks who plan to go shopping over the Black Friday weekend will actually do so on Thanksgiving Day, and about a quarter of people will actually, you know, stay up late and go shopping at midnight on Black Friday. So these earlier openings are definitely attracting a lot of folks, even though there is a vocal minority saying, stay home, eat your turkey, get some sleep, and, you know, and then leave it alone for now.
What do you think's going on here? You know, we're hearing a debate about the payroll taxes, extending these payroll taxes that put about $1,000 back in people's pockets. The president is calling for that to happen. It probably will, analysts say, but it may not. And then, you know, you have the super committee that wasn't able to come up with a deal to cut back on the deficit. But it sounds like you're saying this financial news this week isn't stopping people from going to the stores.
What we're finding is that there is a growing disconnect between how people say they feel and what they actually do with their money. So it's certainly true that consumer confidence is in the dumps right now. On the other hand, we've seen consumers continue to spend despite that uncertainty of what's happening in Washington. Retail sales have increased for 16 months in a row. So there's a lot of momentum heading into the holiday season. Consumers are fueling this by dipping into their savings a little bit and spending more of money that maybe they had put aside.
How important is this, you know, to the stores that fuel the economy?
The holiday season is critically important to the retail industry, and for some retailers, this holiday season is as much as 40% of sales for them.
And let's look ahead to online sales, you know, the new Cyber Monday. What's expected there?
Yeah, more retailers than ever participating in Cyber Monday, and it's really not even Cyber Monday anymore. It's sort of Cyber Week, as a lot of retailers will be extending deals all through the week after Thanksgiving and even starting the deals before Thanksgiving. So, you know, it's almost cyber every day. But what we've seen so far is that online sales have increased during the third quarter by 13%. So they're growing at a faster pace than overall retail sales. So online is expected to be a really important channel this year, with mobile shopping being a new sort of emerging channel that we're finding more retailers investing in iPhone apps, iPad apps, and more shoppers actually using those tools in order to get some of their holiday gifts purchased.
Right. You say that mobile sales are really expected to shoot up because people are ordering off their mobile phone, but also stores are providing mobile phones to employees?
Yeah, actually, Sears and Kmart this year have a new program in which they're providing employees with iPads in order to help them sell merchandise. Staff can show shoppers, you know, what's available online, can sort of swipe through the different options for them, you know, order it for them right there. So we're not only looking at this as a tool to shop, but also some retailers are looking at it as a tool to sell as well.
So we've got Black Friday tomorrow, Cyber Monday, of course, Monday, and in between, we want to mention Buy Local Saturday.
Small Business Saturday.
Small Business
exactly.
Saturday. Yeah.
Yeah, this is something that was started by American Express. It's really taken off, and they found that there's been a lot of response from retailers and from shoppers who are looking for an alternative to the big box store.
Ilan Mui, retail reporter for The Washington Post, with a look ahead at the big shopping weekend coming up, and actually in just a couple hours. Ilan, thanks so much.
Thank you.